Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for Best Review Magazine, and I'm speaking today to Tim Senechal. Tim is the Chief Investment Officer for AAM. Tim, so glad you could join us today.
John, thank you for having me this morning.
And Tim, I understand that you were just recently named Chief Investment Officer for AAM. What are your priorities there?
That is indeed the case, John. Really, my top priority is continuity and consistency and the maintenance of the high level of service that our clients have come to expect from our investment management team. Our team is experienced. We've worked together for a good number of years. And, the collaboration, the idea generation and sourcing that is the foundation of building client portfolios is an integral part of our process, and it's led to excellent performance for clients. So, ultimately, maintaining that process and delivering on that objective for clients is my top priority.
You know, the operating environment has changed dramatically for insurers in recent years. How are AAM's investment professionals working with clients to meet their needs?
Indeed it has, John. Liquidity is one component, and I'd say rebalancing is a second. So whether you're a personal lines exposed company with weather and inflation challenges, or an annuity writer with interest sensitive liabilities that have changed due to rate volatility, there are kind of a changing perspective as it relates to asset liability management needs. And our portfolio managers are engaging in conversations with clients on ways to meet those needs. In some cases, we've set up short duration liquidity sleeves to make sure we have adequate resources to meet obligations while not leaving money on the table in terms of investment income. So areas like treasury bills complemented with asset-backed securities, CLOs, and some short duration corporate bonds are ways to get 5.5-6% yields in portfolios and still have that liquidity to meet unexpected cash flow needs. The second is that rebalancing item that I talked about. And the P&C industry has a healthy balance of equity exposure. This run of stocks over the last 3 or 4 years has put the industry's equity balance above 50% of statutory capital yet again. So, we're engaging with clients on ensuring that exposure to those risk assets are right-sized. And in some cases, this is a great opportunity to rebalance, get back to target, redeploy those proceeds, those winners back into the investment grade fixed income market and lock in nice solid yields of 6% or so, give or take, in this environment.
Tim, you mentioned elevated volatility of interest rates. Does this actually represent an opportunity?
It sure does. Having been in this market for almost 25 years and suffering through the last 10, higher rates is a welcome relief from that period of the Fed holding rates at zero. And, one area that we're seeing great opportunity is on the annuity side. There's been an incredible surge in demand from households for annuities, fixed rate, as an alternative form of savings. And so, those clients that have the distribution channel and the ability to invest competitively and to earn a competitive spread against policy credits are in a position to grow their business and grow their book. Within fixed income, higher rates and volatility have also created some opportunities that we're looking at and find compelling. Select banks, utilities within the corporate market haven't performed quite as well as some other higher quality segments. And so we're deploying some capital into new issuance in that space. And as well, residential mortgage-backed bonds, which don't like rate-related volatility, have lagged. That's been an area where we have been underweighted for a good long while, and that's benefited our clients and their portfolios. We're looking to start to add to that exposure to reduce that underweight a little bit given the volatility-related underperformance in that sector.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Are there any areas of risk that keep you up at night, Tim?
Yeah, I think that this high or higher for longer environment poses some risks that we all need to be aware of. And we're watching commercial real estate markets. The office market and the multifamily segment are exposures not only for banks, but insurance companies with general account investments in mortgage whole loans. And so we're keeping a close eye on developments and what will likely be losses that will be incurred down the road for the balance sheets that have exposure there. We're also watching leverage credit, and higher for longer environment puts additional strain on those companies that have more debt on their balance sheets than they might like, with borrowing costs based off of a 5.5% floating rate starting point. So we're keeping a close eye on that and would expect some strain to continue if the Fed holds rates here well into 2025. U.S. Treasuries borrowing is going to continue for some time. That poses some risks, keeps upward pressure on rates. But, you know, like I mentioned earlier, it's a fun time to be a bond investor. And so with every dollar of new capital we have to deploy, we've got opportunities to think about across different markets.
Longer term, how do you see AAM's investment process evolving?
Yeah, I think we need to continue to look at asset classes that complement the core components of insurance companies' investment portfolios. Your private credit continues to be the most widely discussed asset class and is growing quickly. I would expect that our portfolio management team and our clients will be continuing to talk about direct lending strategies and the ways those might fit into portfolios. So that's one area that we'll be looking at. You know, the push-pull of aggressive investors and aggressive asset management firms that have their hands on insurance assets and that dynamic with regulators and rating agencies is something that we're keeping a close eye on as well. I'm not expecting that regulatory changes are going to affect our strategy or our clients in a significant way, but it might create some opportunities, and should those arise, we'll be ready to take advantage of them. But, you know, ultimately, our firm is based on a fundamental kind of framework, and you know, we're built on that research base, looking at valuations and trying to build portfolios that generate income, grow capital in a way that's commensurate with client objectives. And that's been a successful proposition for us in the past. We think it's going to continue to be so in the future. And so we're looking forward to achieving that going forward.
Tim, great to speak with you today.
You too, John. Thanks so much.
That was Tim Seneschal, Chief Investment Officer at AAM. And I'm John Weber for Best Review Magazine.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.